Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
The Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read the psalm responsibly. I lift mine eyes up unto the hills, from whence comes my help.
My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
The Lord will not let your foot be moved, nor will the one who watches over you fall asleep.
Behold, the keeper of Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
The sun will not strike you by day, the moon by night.
The Lord will preserve you from all evil and keep your life.
The Lord will watch over your going out and your coming in, from this time forth forevermore.
A reading from Romans. What then are we to say was gained by Abraham, our ancestor according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now to one who works, wages are not reckoned as a gift, but as something due. But to one without works, who without works trusts him who justifies the ungodly, such faith is reckoned as righteousness. For the promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. If it is the adherents of the law who are to be heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath. But where there is no law, neither is there violation. For this reason, it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham. For he is the father of all of us. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be true?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. And whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Often the authors of the Gospels and other New Testament books provide information early in the writing that is key to understanding what follows. Paul does this in the letter to the Romans, when in the 16th verse he gives what some call the thesis statement for the whole letter. Here's what he wrote. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jew first and the Greek also. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed through faith, for faith, as it is written, the one who is righteous will live by faith." God's power for salvation is for all people, for everyone who has faith. Through the gospel, God reveals God's own righteousness. Now, within the first few sentences of John's Gospel, the author sets the stage for how he understands the world to be constructed. He writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him is life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." With these words, the author identifies God with light, and that which it opposes or does not know God to be darkness. In the hands of white supremacists and Christian nationalists, and even in the ears of unsuspecting listeners, these words can have diabolical purposes. The author of John's Gospel had no such intention. Instead, the author worked from an understanding of how the cosmos existed, and one commentator notes that this cosmos was built in two stories, like a two-story house. On the lower story is the world, creation, and in this there is darkness and ignorance of God and God's way. On this level, some can know God already and follow God and still be among those who don't know. Now, some in the darkness prefer the darkness. Some oppose God and God's way. The second story is the place where God is and is associated with light and life. What came into being according to John's understanding of the cosmos is through that word is life, and that life was the light of all people. This word became flesh and lived among the world. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Such is the dual world of John's gospel. So today, Nicodemus comes to Jesus in the dark. Nicodemus is a faithful man who affirms that Jesus is a rabbi, a teacher who has come from God. In their exchange, Jesus invites Nicodemus into a non-dual world where even in the dark he can see the light of the kingdom of God. To be such is to be born from above. From God, and from the upper story of the cosmos. Nicodemus hears that born from above thing and hears it as born again and is, well, troubled by it. Literally, being born again, being born from his mother's womb yet again. And Jesus responds that this being born from above is to be born of water and the Spirit. Still, Nicodemus struggles. Moving beyond duality, moving beyond the binary and understanding, well, everything can represent a great challenge. So Jesus points back to Moses in the wilderness and an unfortunate series of events where, well, snakes have attacked the Israelites and are biting them. The biblical story indicates that Moses followed God's lead and fashioned a snake and put it on a pole and lifted it up. This way the people could gaze upon that snake on the pole and be saved. There's a way in which they were redirected from the things that were from below to the things that were above. Jesus also points forward to when the authorities will raise him up on the cross, so that all who see may believe and have eternal life. In this context, Jesus continues with a promise that people love to take out of context. For God so loved the world that, or so loved the cosmos, that lower level, the place of darkness and unknowing, that God sent God's own Son so that everyone who believes in him recognizes him as light in the darkness, may not perish, but may have eternal life. But there's more. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the cosmos might be saved through him. Jesus offers all who live in ignorance and willful contravention of God's will to move beyond the duality. In this, all people have opportunity to live from above, to in the kingdom of God, no matter where they are. The invitation represents the same kind of radical departure that God extended to Abram. Leave all that is familiar. Leave all that has been your home and that is so known. Go to a place that I will show you, God tells Abram. Your reality expands beyond you and your family, God continues, to all families of the earth. God says, in you, all families of the earth shall be blessed. What happens if the church understands its role to be blessing for all families of the world? Familiar families. Very different families. Families we just can't understand or comprehend. Poor families, wealthy families, and all the families in between. Black families, and, well, brown families, and a beautiful rainbow of ethnic families. Heterosexual families, and lesbian families, and gay families, and bisexual families. Transgender families, and queer families, intersex families. Asexual families. What if church serves as a place for God revealed to all people? The church is a gathering place, Lutherans teach, where the good news is preached and taught, and where the sacraments are celebrated. And yet, in being a place where all find a home in God's love, the church fails to live the fullness of God's love for the world, for all people. Where modernity understands faith to reflect belief, Paul reminds all who hear that faith is about trust. Trusting God in the good times and the not so good times. Trusting God when we get it right. And we need to keep working on living into the kingdom of God. In all of this, may the church live beyond the dualities, beyond the binaries, the limitations people so often develop, and move toward a new reality that God prepares and makes available to all people. May indeed the world, the cosmos, all creation be saved through the Son.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.